The quality of rural medical services is under the spotlight in Cairns at the Rural Doctors Conference, the largest gathering of rural medical doctors in Australia. And our reporter, Charlie McKillop, is at the conference, obviously in good hands, surrounded by hundreds of doctors. Charlie, set the scene for us.
Oh, Chris, I certainly, if I ever did need medical care, I would be in good hands here at the Cairns Convention Centre today. There's more than 700 rural doctors meeting here over the next 2 days. And not only doctors, Chris, but also the students, the registrars, the trainers, the mentors, the accreditation bodies, they're all here to discuss the common challenges and I guess sharing in the trials and tribulations and the successes also of practising in rural medicine.
All right, so tell us who you've got talking about some of the impacts of the major issues in rural industry.
Queensland is the home of the Australian College of Rural and Remote Medicine, so perhaps not surprisingly, training has been a strong focus. And one of the themes already emerging, particularly this morning, is the need to strengthen and extend the role of the rural doctor. And I'm talking particularly about recognising rural medicine as a specialist field. So in the same way that you would train and practice as an ear, nose and throat specialist or a cardiac specialist, being recognised in your own right as a rural generalist specialist. And someone who can speak with authority about this, a rural generalist himself and also the Vice President of the Rural Doctors Association of Australia, is Dr Ian Kammerman. Ian, you're a long way from home in Tamworth. Welcome to Cairns and welcome to the Queensland Country Hour.
Well, look, thanks. It's a pleasure being here.
I'm sure it's not just the weather that's attracted so many delegates this year. There's some very serious issues being discussed inside. What is a rural generalist and why is it so important for this to be recognised as an area of specialty?
I mean, a rural generalist probably takes us back to a very old-fashioned concept, the days of a doctor being able to do everything and having the skills to do everything that people in rural communities need. So not only can a doctor look after you in their rooms as a GP from around Australia would, but also to look after you in hospital, to be able to deliver your babies, to be able to give you an anaesthetic, and to be able to provide quite high level and complex care that otherwise people would have to travel many hundreds of kilometres to the nearest regional centre.
But don't we already know that rural doctors are the Jacks and Jills of their trade? Why do we need to have a special recognition of that role?
Well, it's probably with special recognition becomes specialised training. So consequently, it becomes a very defined pathway where our very keen, rurally based medical students who are out there training in the bush now can enter it and several years later end up with the skills that they need as rural generalists within our communities.
And how can you develop a model or a pathway to that profession or that specialty that will apply equally to practising medicine in your hometown of Tamworth compared with, say, Cape York Peninsula?
Well, it's about by looking at where you're going to go, being role modelled or mentored throughout your training, and picking up the skills along the way. For example, in Tamworth, I mean, my skills that I've got developed are mostly around looking after inpatients in hospital, aged care, palliative care and addiction medicine, which are probably quite different skills from what's needed in Cape York, where you've got to deal with much more remote, sort of isolated situations, where you've got to be able to resuscitate people, look after them for long periods of time before the helicopter arrives or the plane.
Well, I'm going to put that proposition directly to Dr. Tonya Marquardt, who, quite aside from being Australia's Rural Registrar of the Year, at least for another couple of days anyway, you also have chosen rural generalism as your particular area of expertise in delivering care to the Aboriginal community of Kawanyama. How is this concept going to help the people that you see on a day-to-day basis?
I think that having a generalist is the answer to most of our rural needs. I think a health professional in this setting, you don't know what's going to come through the door. It could be a kid, it could be a pregnant woman, it could be a palliative care patient or mental health issue. And I think we have to recognise the need to have this incredibly broad range of skills in these remote settings in order to face the wide variety of patients you deal with.
Can you be prepared for it, though, or is it just expected that if you've got the makeup for being a rural doctor, you're going to just roll with it?
I think you want a type of person who's probably going to roll with it, and then you want to prepare them as best you can. So it's a mix of both.
And how are things going in the community of Kawanyama, Dr. Marquardt? Because last time we spoke, just after you were awarded the Rural Register of the Year, the Queensland Health obviously were undergoing a major upheaval. How is communities like yours faring in that process?
It's still a period of transition, I think. You know, people are still settling into the reduced positions in, you know, the director of nursing on the positions in the Cape. I think people are still working out how that's going to work and trying to see what the fallout's going to be. It's still an interesting time. We've just had a change of government as well. There's always questions around the supply of what's going to happen to remote settings when these kind of situations change. So I think we're always in transition, but meanwhile we'll just keep going up and providing care to the patients.
All right. Well, Dr. Tonya Marquardt, maybe you'll be able to seek a few answers to those questions when you hear from the Health Minister, Lawrence Springborg, here at the conference tomorrow. I'll look forward to bringing some more stories from the Rural Doctors Association conference here in Cairns.
Good on, Charlie. Thanks very much indeed.